5 After Hours, and we're about to do a study guide. If you spent the year slacking, so if you spent time, I don't know, baking TikToks in class or instead of doing your work and hanging out with your mates instead of studying, I got you. Don't worry. I slacked off too in high school. I promise. I'll tell you more about it later. But the first thing we are going to do, the first thing you are going to do, my friend, is create a study schedule. You need to figure out which subjects need more time instead of trying to do everything every day. If you sit down and go, okay, I need to study maths and biology and geography and English and Afrikaans and history all today, you're going to have a bad time. So figure out which subjects need more time. And I would usually organize that in priority of which subjects you struggle with the most, and then create a schedule. So for example, if you're going to be studying English and history on Monday, choose a section from each subject to spend at least an hour on that day. Take breaks, make yourself a reward system, whatever you got to do to stop yourself from slacking off and turning this thing around, because it's time. It's getting late now. So you got to make this work, okay? So I think the tricking your brain into making it believe that when you do this thing you don't want to do, you get a reward is the best way to approach your studying. And I know an hour of each subject might not sound like a lot, but a little will go a long way. And if you can do more, do more. You have spent the entire year slacking off. This is not the time, okay? So we're going to get your ish together as you study for your exams this year. The other big one I was going to say is no phone when you're studying. I'm serious. I mean it. Keep your phone, the TV, even us if you have to, in another room. And then reward yourself. Be like, cool, I did 45 minutes of studying, which means I'm going to listen to 5 After Hours for 15 minutes. Or I'm going to watch some TikToks. You can incentivize yourself into rewarding your brain and rewarding yourself, even if it's a little snack, for the work that you're doing. You got this. I got more tips coming up. This is the study guide for those who spent the year slacking. So we talked about a schedule, and just starting there might make you feel like you've accomplished something. And that feeling gets really addictive. If there's something you don't understand, and this is something that Karabo brought up earlier, is the idea of a study group. Getting some friends together, ideally some people who actually did pay attention, and getting them to explain the more complex topics to you that maybe you don't quite understand. You can also ask your teacher to go over it with you, but your friend who has been paying attention will help you break it down, hopefully will help you break it down. But remember that if they say yes, your teacher, your mates, whoever, yes, while especially your friends will be learning themselves whilst they help you understand concepts, they're still doing you a favor. So remember to do something nice for them, even if it's writing a note just to say thank you. They are literally saving your butt. We are here for the slackers tonight. The people who did not read the set works, the people who have been messing around all year and have finally realized that it's probably time to get your A into G. If you did not read the set work, which you should, but I personally did not, as we had the most boring set works in the world when I was in matric, I'm not afraid to admit it. I regret it. I got a B for English when I should have got an A, but we move on. It's fine. I won't be applying for a remark anytime soon, but I do kind of wish that I'd read it. What I did use, though, is a website called SparkNotes when I was in school. I don't know if you know about SparkNotes. I see that they've added a paid system since I was in school, but most of it still seems like it's free to use, and you can basically search the name of the book and it helps you with summaries, with analysis and breakdowns, basically study guides. I would advise never, ever, ever copying directly from the internet, but use it to help you understand the work better, and also to get it into your brain at half the pace. Like I say, read the book, because you'll do better than you will if you just read the Spark Notes. But I did say this was for slackers, so here you go. Here you go. I see they also have other subjects as well. So if you need some help, there are lots of online study resources. Use them. You live in the information age. Use whatever resource you can get your hands on to get those grades, babe. Do what you gotta do. And I think most importantly, stay positive. It's so easy to panic and then immediately give up when you think, oh, well, I haven't put in enough effort throughout the year, so I'm just not gonna bother with exams. This is your last chance. This is genuinely the final time, especially if you're in matric, to prove yourself for this moment or this era of your life. You've got this, and there's no reason you can't turn this ship around. School comes with so much stress and anxiety, and I get why it can be easy not to always put your best foot forward. Trust me, I was a chronic underachiever, and I really wish that I did more now. They also say that school is the best time of your life, and they are lying. Your real life, your big real life where you are in control, is about to be in front of you. So make the end of this year the one where you forge yourself multiple keys to make as many doors for yourself as open widely as possible down the line. You're amazing. You got this.